We are continuing Shulim on Shah Kavanis in Kaddish. In the Sefer of Nekudas HaKesef of Kaddish, we're on page 218. And in the PDF formats, it's page what?
65.
Page 65. So let's continue where we left off at 218. Here we'll be discussing, it says, Bil say that Vav Hecholos the Atachtonim the Za the Bi Atachtonim. We'll explain what that means. Ve'inan it Afechos Hechol Kodesh Kodeshim the Za the Oysa Oilam Bo Oskim the Bi Atachtonim. We'll explain that as well. Yes, atzmus oylam she'ela. That means that basically what we're doing, through the words of Kaddish, we're converting the lower world into the higher world. That's what we're doing. We're expanding and raising up the highest part of the lowest world up and joining up into the higher world. So the Chabad of Asir will become part and parcel of the Na'idi Yitzirah. So let's see what that means. V'navo at the lidmol divi kodesh shel rav etz inyonim shisha hecholos atachtonim deza debia atachtonim. So we know we're dealing with the six lower spheres of za in the bia atachtonim. V'chein etz inyan hechol kodesh kodoshim deza the ois ha'olam ha'oile me'olamas bia atachtonim. We're also dealing with the hechol Kodesh Kodoshim, which means the Gar. So not only the Vak we're dealing, we're talking about the Gar as well, which is also in Bia Tachton. And how it's mitzhafech, v'nasi chelik me'olam she'elov. As simple as that. L'mosho, hechel Kodesh Kodoshim, the Zad Asiya, ha'tachtoina, ha'nasi behodu yetzira ma'amesh. That means the Kaddish by Hodu will allow that the top part of the world of Siya will now start jumping into the world of Yetzirah, jumping in. We'll now converge with the world of Yetzirah, and that's the whole point of it.
What makes something new?
No, it will be Muvla in the world of Yetzirah. So it will be no longer called, no longer will it be the top part of Yetzirah, but rather the top of Yetzirah will be now on a higher level called the Na'idi Yetzirah. Goes into the world. So in order to understand the words of the Arizal, because he's going to say a lot of interesting concepts, so to understand, there were a few Hakdamas to understand this Dosh. Now, one, which is very famous in it, which is called Soid HaKise. Soid HaKise. Oh, there's three of them. One's going to be Soid HaKise. The second one's going to be Inyan HaMiut HaYarech, which is also very famous. They go on Cholin and Kena Kena. And then finally, the third one is Inyan Hibnoitzitze. So we'll see about that. So, the Soid HaKise. Here, Muvo Be'etz Chaim Shalmen Vav Perik Aleph. Sham Kosov Ram Shmoilam Abriya Yesh es Bechinas Kise HaKovod. We often hear about the Kise HaKovod. So we know that the Arizal tells us that the Kise HaKovod is actually found in the world of Bria, not in the world of Atzilus that you might think, but rather in the world of Bria. Shabo Yesh Shesha Madre, so there are six steps. There are four legs, Dal Regalim, Raglaim. Okay, you got it? So you actually have the seats, the four legs, and the six steps. Okay, these are all Masholim, of course. Now, Sod Shisha Madrigas Hem. What does this mean exactly? This the Chazal tell us about the six steps leading to the Kisei HaKovod. Those are the six Hecholos, the six chambers. HaTachtoinim de Olam HaBriya. Those are, Bekitzo, as we call in our language, the six spheres, the six lower spheres of Za, which is found in the world of Bria. V'sod dal ragli akise em hechal kodesh kodoshim kachba de Bria. I mean, that in our language, those four legs of the kise is actually a reference to the four higher spheres of Za de Bria. which is the Keser Chochma Bina Da. So those all together make your 10 spheres of Zad the Bria.
But they're split up.
No, the same. No, no, of course not. You can't have a Kisa Kovod steps over there and the Kisa over there. Everything's together, right? It's a Moshul. Kisa actually doesn't mean a Kisa, but rather it's called the Patsil Za, which has these two elements. It's called the Vak Nagal.
Well, what means you got you're having.
You have a body and a goof, a body and a head. Why is it split up?
That is what this is. This is not the Kisa. This is not the Kisa. This is the legs.
There's no actual Kisa, my friend.
I find in a Moshul, though, they are the legs and the steps. It's not the chair itself.
No, the Etzim Kisa we'll see in a second.
No, but it's had these 10, the 6 and the 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's neither of them the Kisei. Both are either the steps being the Kisei or the legs of the Kisei.
Well, the legs of the Kisei is a Kisei. You cannot get a Kisei without legs.
You don't sit on
something which doesn't have legs.
Fine.
It's part and parcel of the Kisei. It's called the Kisei Kova, my friend. Kisei Kova encompasses 6 madregas, legs, and a cushion. Okay, you don't just call the cushion the Kisei.
Okay, what I'm trying to ask is, in this, how close is the Moshul to Nimshul in that the fact that one is steps to up to something as opposed to legs of the actual Kisei? Is that reflected in the Chiddik of what the 6 are to the 4?
There's another. What you want to ask exactly is what's the comparison between Za and the Kisei Kova? That's what we really want to find out. That's more important. We want to find out that that the Kisei we're saying now has 6 and 4, this element of 6 and 4, which are just a Moshul Ba'alma, which is not really important. What we want to know is what is reflecting to, what is it Be'etzim? What it is Be'etzim is Za, the goof. Za has 6 spheres, right? The Chesed Gvur Tifel Nitzah Hod Yesod. And he also has a head, plus a crown, so it's Keser Chochma Bina Da, that's 4. So you have 4 and 6. That's the Kisei Kova. That's what's more important than that. And the relationship is very tightly,
Anybody. Because the 4 is at the head is not the line.
It's not because it's all Moshalim. Because you're going to see. Well, let's finish off. Vehinei Kisei Atzmo. What is that? Who is Pashtus Aovam? Tani de Malchus Datsilus. Nika Beloshan Kotcha Shalav Ima. It's called Ima. The Hechel Kodesh Kodoshim de Bria. So you're going to have something on top, which is, in the Moshul, it's the cushion. The cushion is on top of the chair. That's like Ima giving over Shefa. It's like the Ima giving Shefa to the Bonim, which is Zah. Obviously, it's a beautiful Moshul and a beautiful.
You can't argue with that. No, I'm not trying to argue at all. What I mean is that the Kisei Et Atzmo. If you'd told me then that was the 4, so you're saying it's kind of the Rosh. Yeah, it would fit better in the Moshul.
No, this is not the Rosh.
I agree. Of course, it was. Of course, it's not. But, yeah. it would have made more sense in the Moshul of inside the 6 and the 4.
No, because you're not understanding this problem. It's all one thing. The Kisei is part of the legs. You understand? You cannot, I told you before, you cannot, even according to the laws, you cannot divide a chair from the cushion and the legs. Cushion on itself is not a Kisei. Legs on itself is not a Kisei. Together, they match together to make one Kisei. And as well, you need the madreis to get to there, because if not, you won't be able to sit on the chair. So you need the steps to get to the legs, to get to the keys. It's all part and parcel of one thing. That is Zah, and that is the Tani, the Ima, which is coming inside of Zah. It's all one thing. Now, that's one Indian of the Sota Kisei. The second Indian that we have to know before we get into the words of the Rizal is the Inan Miut and Yereach. Miut Yireach is also brought down in Shal Mem Vav in the Etz Chaim. And now what does that mean, the Miut Yireach? Again, a Moshul. Shal Malchut Datsilus Mekoyim Ma'achrei Emsa Tiferes V'Nai Dezah. Okay? So the Yireach is a Moshul for Nukva. It's a Moshul for Nukva. Now Nukva, where is Nukva? Where is Roch? We know that Roch is behind Zah. Where She is around here by the chest, just below the chest, what's called the chazir, behind this achrei tiferes and netzach yisoid of zam. She is the mute. We're not going to go into the whole story. Why she's married to herself and all the inyanim over there, but just take it that the sun, the shemesh is za, and the yareach is nukva. Now, what is the inyan of yareach? Now, what's the miut of yareach? So the miut of yareach means she is memayit herself. Dahainu, she is the malchus de atzilus, and she's memayit herself. Yoredes malchus de atzilus. The kol yud sfiroseya umitlabeshes behechal kodesh kodoshim de bria. O malchus de bria yoredes behechal kodesh kodoshim yetzira. O malchut yetzira yored leher kodesh kodoshim de asiya. So this will repeat itself. And what is exactly this repeat? That what's going to happen is the malchut de atzilas, you can subdivide the malchut to 10 spheres. So all 10 spheres of the malchus, which is the lowest level, lowest sphere of the world of atzilas, will now leave. And that's always a notion of a misa, when you're changing from one level to another, going downward, that's called misa. So we're leaving the world, she's leaving the mountain, that's just leaving Atzilus and going to Bria, but where? The highest part of Bria. As well, everything which happens in the higher worlds will happen in the lower worlds. Therefore, the Malchus, the Bria, will mimic the exact same situation and go down to Yetzirah. And the Malchus Yetzir will go down to Asir. Omnim yesh chiluk ben yiridus Malchus be'eis amiluf. Shem Malchus Atzir yored b'kol yud tzvil se'ar le'hech ha'kodosh kodosh yud b'briya. Ma she'en ke Malchus de b'briya yod v'yetzir yodim rak Malchus de Malchus shalem le'hech ha'kodosh kodosh yud b'olam ha'tachteyam. Meaning that even though they seem to be mimicking one to the other, there's a huge difference between what's happening between the relationship between Atzilus and Bria, as opposed to Bria Yetzir and Sia. What's happening is that when you come into the situation Malchut Yetzir, she's coming to a 10 spheres of Malchus, or going down. Ma'asheen came when it comes to the Malchus, the Bria, only 1/10 of Malchus is going into the world of Yetzir, and 1/10 of the Malchus Yetzir is going to the world of Asir. That's the difference. Okay, now the third a notion we have to understand before we go to the words of Ariza is the inyan hitnoitzitzus. So Gimel he says, "Isbarbi etzrayim shal sod seder abia shal memzayim perikat." For who she's pashtus o and sof the yutzvus atzilus who betchilu the besod yud kelim she's pashtus betorcham o and sof. So what's happening is that above the word of Yetzira is going to be flowing into it the O and Sof, into the world of Yetzirah. Kshagia ispashtus anal al malchot yatzilus ra'asha ma'amatzil ra'asha ma'atzil she'im o'or yamshir ispashtus bebiya lo yelem koch lekablu machmas shelo yochulu lesoblo v'az yase masach u'pagud ben oylem lo'olem. So just imagine now. So you have over here, this is the world of Bria, Yetzirah. Bria, Yetzira, and Asir. Above it, another level above, you have find the world of Atzilus. Above that, you'll find the all and Sof coming into Atzilus. So as it's coming into the world of Atzilus and about to hit into the world of Bria, the Ebsha knows that once that's going to happen, it's going to blow the world. It's going to destroy the world of Bria Yetzirah, because it's too powerful. The O and Sof coming is too powerful. What's going to happen is that between the world of Atzilus and the world of Bria, the Eved makes a power good. You know what a power good is? It's a masach. It's a filter in order to filter the light in order that it shouldn't hit the world of Bria with such an impact that it's going to blow it because it's too hard. So that's what he said. Who masach upagud ben oylem lo oylem. Vaz kishagio ensof lisiom oylem atzilos maka b'masach b'livkoa ois, and it doesn't break it. Va'over lo oylem abriya. So it's going to seep through this powerful filter and go into the world of abriya, and that's going to enable the abriya to mekabel the o. וכן ממשיך האור מגיע לסיום העולם הבריאה, נעץ לשם מצח. ואור עקה במצח ואור בדרכו להעיר בעולם היצירה, וכן ההקה, האור מצח ואור להעיר בעולם העשייה. So between all the worlds is always a tremendous filter, to filter the light. וכך יוצא שבין עולם לעולם יש מצח גורם לאור להצטמצם, that enables that it's not too strong. For example, you walk into a room and the light is way too strong, so you put a veil over the light in order that you should be able to function. That's exactly the same thing over here. V'inyin zeh she'overall derer masach bli lifkoa oisa nikra hitnoitzitzus. Now that's the key over there. But what does it mean, the Arizal, when he's going to tell us about this inyan of hitnoitzitzus? Remember, this is the definition. His noitzitzutz means ha'or ba'alma. That means the light which is coming in is not full-fledged, full-powered light, but rather diluted light. And that's called the inyan of hit noitzitzutz. Now, be'et raim in Sha'am Mem Zayim, b'dush vav, m'vay rav, sh'yesh gam k'matzav sh'or bokeh, edam matzav, hu nasi be'et, hitmatu tamalchu, de'kol oylam, v'yiridosa lehech ha'kodosh kolon shem de'oylam atachteya, ועל ידי שבוקע המצח דעולם שאי נמצא בו ויורד לא המצחת והוא נקרא מיעוט הירח. Okay? So he's establishing us these concepts. I'm trying to remember these definitions. מיעוט הירח is the pshat, is that it's going, the shefa is coming down, the shefa in this particular case, the malchus of the world which is on top, is falling into the lower world. Now we said between all the worlds there's this tremendous filter. Now the light that's coming in, it can come in two ways. Either it can come in and break the filter and go into the next world. That's a concept called miut ayareach. That's the concept of miut ayareach. When the light comes in and it's being distilled by the filter, I mean the filter is intact and the light is just being distilled and goes through the filter, that's called a musar called hitnoitzitzus ha'olam. Got it clear? Those are the concepts we have to understand before we do the next piece. Now, let's continue. V'yatat nabu yivaya b'zat Hashem et drush kan shebo ha'oskim b'inyonim v'nira kitzat em itzkashri me'im inyoni v'kavonas kaddish. Now we have to, with all these notions, very nice, but we've got to make a kasher between the inyan that we're learning, which is kaddish. The Arizal hides all these things, the connection. So we're not going to get such clarity, tremendous clarity, when reading the words of Arizal, because he really... but rather with Rashash, with the Rashash's openness and now Shalom, and the Mufashim is going to be able to give us a clear picture of what the Ariza is actually trying to tell us. So, let's continue. Kosev Arab, this is the Loshon of the Ariza. Hinekeva, Ba'agdameinu Lecha, Agdam Ha'achas Be'in Amirat Ha'ireach. Ki HaKavon Ha'ig, Betrila Ha'ayda Nugvat Zah, Bimkoyma, Shema Achorei Zah, Menachaz V'lemat V'shiro, Kmosa Meroshu Ad Ragleah. Hen, Kishur Na'ayin Zah. Well, as we know, that the Racha, which is Nugvat Zah, is behind Zah, from the Tani downwards. Betrila Meba'a Rav, Adin Amir Da'am Malchut, Shetrila Kod HaMidmatut, U'makom Huma Achorei Zah, De U'lemat. Says Ha'arizal Vaitov, the last line. גם ביארנו כי אור כל ספירות האצילות מתנויצת. See that? It's a good thing we had these abdominals before. The Arizal tells mitnoitzet. What does that mean exactly? So we know. Again, גם ביארנו כי אור כל ספירות האצילות מתנויצת בגימו לא מצביע ואילו הם עצמו רק אור הספשטות מהם ולמטה. Very good. So again, the definition of hypnosis means a diluted form of light. So that's going to pass through. Now over the page. עוד מקדים הרב מבאי שתמיד אור אינסוף והאור מעולם לעולם הוא אור בדרך מסך על ידי הפנוטיסות שהוא נזכר בלי ביקרס המסך. So הפנוטיסות is a work passing through the filter, being diluted, but not more than that. And then Arizal says as follows: Olam on the Malchut Atzmo that Silo Zaita Betchila Bimkom LeMal Benaydezan. So there's two inyan. Remember, they're all coming in. It doesn't break the Masach. That's called Hinoitzus. Now we're talking about the Mirta Yerech, which is the Malchus coming down. She will break the Masach. So here we go. Hine Atzmo Beit Mirta Yerech Nit Maata V'Yarda LeMat VeHechal Kodesh Kol Nidrin. So the Malchut Atzilus is coming down now and going to the world, the highest part of the world of Bria, which is Kodoshim. Shav Echal Hu Nichlalu Kol Chalkei Kol Shiur Komosa Rishon Shaisa B'Tchila Ba'achra Naidza. Hem Ata B'Zeh Echal Akol El Gar Oilam Bria. Hare Hem Shlosha Keneged Shlosha Ki Temurat Shlosha Sfiras Naidza. Lokachas as ata gimel svirz rishon de bria. Now we can nakish el sha olamos ki kena a malchus de bria I eich al kodesh kol de yitzira, but malchus de yitzira I eich al kodesh kol shem asir. Now this is a very difficult piece. The very starker kashi. I don't know why it doesn't ask it, but let's read this slowly again, and I'm going to tell you the kashi over here. I think it's quite straightforward. So again, Olam HaMalchus Atzmo Da Atzilus Haita B'Tchila V'Kumosu L'Male B'Naydezah. No, the original position, he says, of the Malchus Atzilus was behind Zah by his Nai. Okay? By his Nai. Now, He Atzma Be'es Miut Ayareach Nitmata V'Yalda L'Mata B'Hechal Kodesh Kodosh and Dubai. As we know, what's happening is the Indian of Miut Ayareach is or every time by night, what's happening by the night time is, we saw this in Yonim in the Kavanos of Chanukah as well, that the Malchut of Atzilus is going down into the Gimel Rishonus, that means the Chochmah Bin Adas or the Kachav of Bria. Sham Be'echal Ahu Nichlul Kol Chalkeya, and there all of her Chelik, that means the Malchus, will be all included in those three spheres. Now, Kol Shiur Komoso Harishon Aisa B'Tchila B'Achrei Nai D'Za. Now let's think back. When she was in Za in Atzilus, meaning she was encompassing three spheres of Za. Hem Ada B'Zeh Hechal. Now she's gone down. She also connected three spheres, except these three spheres are connected to the Olam HaBria. So he's mishmashve what was before, the position of Nukva before she went down to Bria, and after she went down to Bria. So before she went down, she was connected to Naidaza, Netzach, so those are three spheres. And when she goes into Bria, she's connected to three spheres of Bria now, which is Keser, Chochmah, Bina. So he says that's three for three. And he repeats himself. Ki tmuras shloisha sfirs naideza lokachas asa ata gimel sfirs rishonis debriya. The three lowest spheres of Zah, kenegid the three of Zah datzilus, kenegid the top three spheres of Bria. Mika nakish elasha, and this process happens to all the rest of the malchus of Bria. It's going to go down to the Hechal Kodesh Kodesh and the Yetzirah, Mach the Yetzirah, Hechal Kodesh Kodesh and the Asiyah. The Bomba Kash over here, this Bechelal doesn't make any sense whatsoever. First of all, there's two Kashes. First of all, what we're speaking about here, as he said beforehand, in the Akdam is we're only talking about the Malchus of the Malchus going down. So, if you're talking about the Malchus as Rachel, that's you're equating Malchus with Rachel. You're right, Rachel is connected to three spheres of Zah. But she in her entirety doesn't go down to Bria. Only her Malchus, that's one-tenth of her, goes down into... That's the first problem. It's not the entire Rachel going down, but rather the Malchus going down of Rachel. That's point number one. Point number two, even if you would say the entire Malchus, which is Rachel, which is connected to the Gimel Spheres of Zah, is going down, But that's hard to say that those three gigantic spheres of Zah, Netzach, Yesod are the same size of a lower world called Bria, Hagam, that it's Chochma Bina Das. You understand that? He's equating the Naya of a higher world with the Kachav of a lower world. But we know that the Rizal tells us in various places that the higher world, their spheres cannot be compared to the lower spheres. So that is a bit of a problem. So I'll just read the Hagal, which I wrote over on the side. Halo b'shah nekudim, in shah nekudim shtei, the kofun spheres achas me'atzilus, he kikol spheres the bria. That if I look at one sphere of Atzilut, it's so huge, let's take Malchus of Atzilut, can I get all the 10 spheres of Bria? So how can the Arizal say over here that three spheres of Atzilut is can I get three spheres of Bria? That's not what he so told us beforehand. So I wrote, Ulai Shekan Mayre Davka B'Malchus V'Sham Mayre B'Zah. We're talking about it's a bit of a doichek here. Let me just see about the next heres. Or tirutz kan shemitmatu az nase shuv spheres datzilos vebria. Shave. So what we're talking about over here is that when the malchus, that means Rachel, which is connected to gimel spheres of za, is going down, it's not only a physical coming down, but it's also it's not only the fact that she's being yored, going down to the lower world, but also she's actually becoming smaller, believe it or not. So even though she's three spheres, and these are huge and gigantic in the world of Atzilus, but when she comes down to the Bria, it shrinks.
This should get bigger, not smaller.
What?
She should get bigger, not smaller.
Right. No, she wouldn't get bigger. There's no reason why she should get bigger. She should stay the same size. And if she stays the same size, it's like a giant. A giant in his world, he's a giant. But he's not really a giant because everybody's a giant in that world. When you go into a lower world, right, like the Meraglim, when they compare themselves to the Meraglim, they're giants. That's what's happening here. These giants, called the Gimel spheres of Netzach Ad Yesod, they're giants in their world. But I mean, actually, they're not giants. They're all the same size. When they go into the world of Bria, they become giants. But what I'm saying is that when they go into the world of Bria, actually, they shrink. They shrink. They become the size of the world that they're going to. That's the Indian of Yerida. Okay, so I think that's the way we can reash it. Let's continue. Oh no, that's the side point. Oh no, be'esis mat to malchus to kol oilam. Yeshna bikias masach shebo alidei malchus vokas et masach v'yoredet leher hakodesh kodesh v'oilam atachteya. So, like we said before, and when we're talking about the inyan of mirat and yareach, there's always an inyan of a biki over here. Okay, so let's continue over here. Now, Raksha Nav Kamina Beisa Yeridas Malchios de Kol Oilami. He's repeating himself what he said before. And it's different between the Malchus of Atzilus going down and the Malchus of Bria going down. Bria and Yetzira. So the Malchus of Yetzira, Bukas, Masa, Yolad, the Kol Yitzvil, Seyal, Kol Kodesh, 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 Kodesh. That means what? The Malchus of Tzid, all 10 spheres of Malchus is going down to Bria. V'yilu Malchus, the Bria of Yetzira, Yoldim Rak, Malchus, the Malchus Shalayim, B'vad, Le'ech HaKodesh Kodoshim, Shalemata, Me'em Kemosh, Yitzbaya, Arab, Nesh Chadosh. So there it's only going to be 1/10 of the Malchus going down. Na'arizah continues, Tzorek shenagdim lecha all the dama achaz, v'gam b'zeh yuva ma'ash e'ikvay le'el, v'lekaman be'ezat Hashem, v'inan ezras avoseinu, v'dalet emes, shenit k'nubo ayin shah. Ubo yizbay le'kaman ech be'echel ha'rotzon, yesh b'toro shisha echolos acherim, ואיך הקודש קודשים יש בו דלת יכולס, ועד אני מבאי הרב את הנה כיסא, והתחיל אני מבאי הרב על הרוצון שבו נכלון היי יכולס ותחתה. והנה, נסבר במקום אחר, כי ארבע עולמות הם נקראים ביה, אביה, כל אחד מהם הוא בחינס עשורה או בחינס יוד גימו. נתחיל מן הבריאה. So now this is where the Arizal will start explaining his system. His system of here. Vine. Abriya hi yud spheres. We know that the world of Bria is made out of 10 spheres. Venidra shesh shit dargim de kursia. Arba raglim de kursia. Aren asa. So as we said before, and this is the sword of the Kisa Kohot. In the Kisa Kohot is 10 spheres. How are they divided? By the six legs and the six levels, six steps is called them, and the four legs. Then you have 10. Those are the 10 spheres of the world of Bria. Kinezke v'ashas bo b'ray dehemio. That's the Zohar. Daf mem gimel. The shid dagim v'abaragim e es lekosia. They are these 10 that make up the chair, or making it towards the chair. Kulam em asara, and each one has 10. All of them together, so I understand. Vekelo yi kursiya. Bitzar leavin mamazia. Shim bechel asa yutzfilt hem araglayim ve'adagim, im ken kise atzmo mihu. So the Arizal, b'shem the Zohar, is asking in Kasha, if already we have 10, so what's the kise for? You have the six steps. The four legs, that's 10. This is your 10 spheres of Bria. So what is this addition of the Kisei HaKov? What is that the Kisei going to add? Aval yinenu, it says Arizal, ki ashit dagim dekosher, the six levels leading up, em shisha yecholos, sheyeshmin, livnat etzapir al hechal arotzon. Now, we haven't gone through it, but these are the six chambers, and the first of them is a chamber which is called livnat etzapir. And then the sixth one is called Hechel HaRotzon. Those are the names of the chambers. Mitata later, when you're going from the first chamber to the sixth chamber. V'arba ragmim v'kursa em arba hecholos sheyesh b'hechel HaKodesh Kodoshim. V'zeh echal atzmo nikra arba dargim v'kursa v'ari nishlu yutzfer bria. Okay? So the top chamber is called Hechel HaKodesh Kodoshim. Omnam, here we go, the Inyan HaKisei. What's the Ganze Inyan HaKisei? Inyan Gimel, all the things Shabbos and Yodim Mina Ima, the Mekanina Bekosia. This is a famous Loshon of the Zohar, Mekanina Bekosia. The Gimel Sfeos, Kenizga B'Tikunim. She prepares the chair. What does it mean, prepares the chair? That's the Nai the Ima going into Zam. So, because Bria, we said it has its 10 spheres already. So, what are we adding? We're adding the Neshama Shavu now. So, together, this is all called Kisei Kovod. This is going to be the actual Kisei Kovod. This means the Neshama Bria. And V'em Nikraim Kodesh Kodoshim. Why Kodesh Kodoshim? So Kodesh means it's Loshon Yochid. Kodoshim is Loshon Rabim. So that's three altogether. Ve'elu Gimoroes and Nizka Nikra Kodesh HaKodoshim Mikanana. Omitlavishim v'zibehechal ha'elion d'bria v'hechal ha'kol ed'dalit hecholim d'oysa Nikra d'alit d'argim d'korsia. And also to the sixth levels as well. Okay, Nika Echal Azeh Kodesh Kodashim Otsalam Echal Shebo Mitlavishim Gimel Oyos Elyon Nika Kodesh Kodashim. Vamizbaik Ki Oilam Abriya Atzmo Hu eseh cholos anizka v'gimol olos el yom she'en nishama lahem hem nikra kise v'areh rabriya hi asara v'hi yud gimol v'aveneite calls it. So that's how we put all things together. So at the end of the day, we're going to have six levels, steps, which represents the six spheres of Zah, from Yisod all to Chesed. Then the another four, which is going to be the Kesef Chokhmah Bina Das, that's going to be the head of Zah. Those are going to be the four legs. And then finally, you have the Netzach, or Yisod of Ima, coming into Zah, and being Mespashim to Pliyah Zah. So you have 10 plus 3, that's 13. That's what we mentioned beforehand, that there's an inion of 10, and there's an inion of 13. So then he summarizes as follows. V'hini, Akise Shu Be'olam Abriya. Sheshet Raglavim B'chinas Shisha Echolos Etachrem Debriya. Da'alad Raglav Akise Echol Kodosh Kodoshim Kach Badebriya. V'kise Atzmo Gimol Oilos Eyodim Mi'ima Miklavish Be'echol Kodosh Kodoshim Debriya. And then the Arizal continues. V'hini, Eilu Dalet Dalet Echolos Anichlolim B'zeh Echol Ha'elion Debriya. Nika dalit raglim de kosya. So we're dealing with the four legs of the kisi. Halohem kachva do olam abriya. They're simply put, just kesef chokhmah bina abriya. Ubeilu dalit rishon is the abriya mitlabesh bechina se kisa niska shu kolil gimu oros shu soed ima iloa mikanal de kosya. Just a repetition to what we read beforehand. Vezen yonam ki a malchus a iliona de atzilus. Hine hu sod dalitz. Now, we know, we've been speaking about as well, about the malchus de atzilus going down into Bria. Now, the malchus, that is the sod of dalit, kenoda, because she's dal, the malchus is dal, so she's the dalit. Vatam hu ki lifi shur komosu Dalit Tzvius, not like I said, not only the Remez that I told you about, she's Dal, but also she also has Dalit Tzvius, the Zah, she Emtan, because she's connected four spheres of Zah. So we said Rochel is connected now. V'in emila shiur, komosa niska, mit'atzel ol ichad. From all that becomes one all. In emila shiur, komosa naz, mit'atzel ol ichad. So Dalit Oros Lisiba Niska Venignozim with Dalit Hecholos de Bria. The Olomim Elyon Venika Kulom Yachalem Echad Hanika Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim. So the Malchut of the Elyon is going to go down to Kodesh Kodoshim de Bria. Vine Bezita Vin Ki Kamosha Mochim de Zah de Atzilos and Dalit. We know the Mochim are Dalit. We have Keth Chochma Bina and then Das, which is split into two. It was Tani the Bina, and that's connected the four spheres of Ima, which is coming down into that. The Bina and the Yonah came along with the Malchut that Atzilus, the same relationship we'll find over here as well. When the Malchus of Atzilus is going down into the Kacha of Bria. Came along with the Malchut that Atzilus Nukve delay, and Dalit, M. Tani de Zad Atzilus, Chen Mochim de Oilam Abriya, and Dalit Tani de Malchus de Atzilus. So the Mochim, the brain, the intelligence of the entire world of Bria, which is really the Kach of Bria, is going to be sourced from the Malchus of Atzilus, which is going to come down and power the entire world of Bria, which is the Kisei HaKol. That Silos of the Nivza, ki Dalit Oilers over the page. Dalit Oilers Elu hem Kise. Vem hem Dalit Mochim de Bria. Hem Nishmas Abria. These are all synonymous words. Ka Mochim Sod Nishomem. Vavin Zaytav of Kavin Eir Kola Madregas or Lomas Hem Seder Echad Shoya. So even though we're very, very confused when it comes to the Lashonis of the Zohar, it talks about the Dalit, that they're talking about the Kisei Kovod, it also talks about the Dalit Hecholos, and talks about the Dalit Moichim Debri, and all that. Heim, they're all the exact same thing. That's what Arizal's Chiddush is here to teach us, that don't get confused with the Lashon of the Zohar. And then it continues as follows. V'ine agimul olas de'ima em ha'oras, this is the ha'oras of the Tani, the Protas, the Malchus, the Atzilus, and Nikra, Ima b'yachas lo'olam abriya. So agam that it's called Ima, that the Ima is mekananea kosia, but the Ima here is a reference, not the Ima, the Palta, but rather the Malchus of that Tzilus, which is coming down. That's also big chiddush. It's all be'erichin here. This was b'yachas lo'olam abriya.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about the Malchus of Atzilus, right, the last sphere of Atzilus, which is going down into the top three spheres of Bria. Okay? We're just saying over here that even though the Gam the Zohar calls it the Ima, and Ima, the Chalal is a new palestine, so it's the Ima, we're not talking about Za. What's the connection between Ima and Za? Teretz Ima is Malchus de Atzilus. This is all the Erechim. The Yodim in the Lavish Behecha Kodesh Kodesh in the Bria. Ve'em saw the kise. Now the Ariza continues. He says, "Ve'avapi shebi tikunim amarnu the ima mekanah because I'm given the spheres." And amarnu shem dalid inyan zis. Even though also there's a bit of a contradiction in the Zohar because one place it says gimel, then it says dalid. So what should it say? So he says the same thing as well. We're going to call it dalid. Why? Because we can split the sphere of das into two parts. That will give us four. Kisfirs adas einu nechnas leolam v'cheshbon ayut sfirs. Oh, sorry, the opposite. Kenoda lefishu neela meod v'gondos mirachokma v'bina. Lachen lo iskiu sham rak agimu sfirs belvad aval dalet hem. So again, excuse me. So we're going to that again. So when we talk about this contradiction between is it gimel spheres or dalet spheres? Why we call it dalet? Because it contains keser, chokhmah, bina, and das. So he says das is really not a tzvil, it's only a penimius reflection of keser. So we're not going to call that. It's really gonus and chokhmah bina. So we only have keser, chokhmah bina, which is really connected those two, the three spheres of the Zohar. Va'afilo she'er la'kodesh kudoshim hu kach bad im kain va'afilo she'er la'kodesh kudoshim hu kach bad im kain hem dalit. The Khan is going gimel oilos the even konim rak be gimel sfiros the hechal kodesh gom who tam she das eino oil v'shem. Okay, fine. So he goes on and continues over the lashon of the Ariza, but we're going to stop it here for now. And the Shem will continue next time. Shkar.